Honey, come on, he called for you to come up. My teacher, Mrs. Brin, beckoned me with a smile. I shakily stood, attempting to stable my lanky first grader legs. Hesitantly, I made my way through the child-covered floor, being careful not to step on the many fingers and toes of my fellow classmates. I gulped. Everyone was whispering, looking up at me with wide eyes and curious expressions. I caught snatches of, wait, she's going up, and what does the principal want? Their guess was as good as mine. As I finally reached the front of the auditorium, I looked out into the vast sea of people that expanded before me, and immediately aimed my vision down at the ground to distract myself. The carpet was so blue, so detailed, so... Don't be shy, come on up. I looked up to see the principal walking towards me, microphone in hand. Whatever this was all about, I decided, it must be important. I bravely chanced a glance at the crowd of people and, turning quickly, walked up to where the principal was standing. He placed his hand on my shoulder. Today, we will be giving out some awards to some of our very own students here at Mill Creek Elementary. He paused. These students are not being awarded for any academic or activity-related accomplishment, however, but for character traits they possess that have shown through this year at Mill Creek. Now, can anyone tell me what a character trait is? At once the room became filled with frantically waving hands. Let's see, how about you, and the glasses with the ponytail? It was one of my friends from class, Emma. She proceeded to give a definition of what a character trait was, while I, still a little dazed, stood alone at the front, shuffling my feet as the principal walked up to her. Apparently, whatever Emma said was correct, because a moment later, the principal was standing right by my side again, congratulating Emma on her answer. Now, he said, beaming down at me, this young lady right here is going to receive the very first award. Why don't you tell everyone your name? Make sure to say it nice and loud so everyone can hear. He held the microphone up towards my face. I coughed. Laura Fox, I managed to utter into the black depths of device. All right, Laura, your award is based off of something you made this year. He turned around and grabbed one of the pieces of paper laying on the stage. Do you remember drawing this? The principal placed the piece of paper into my hand. I examined the page for a moment and nodded. Of course I did. It was one of my favorites I had drawn this year. It certainly wasn't one of my best, however. I adjusted my glasses and scrutinized my artwork. The drawing was laid out in plain Crayola marker ink, with a few accidental smudges here and there. The lines lay on the page, amazingly uneven and unsteady, while the central component of the drawing was placed too far to the left. No, I wasn't proud of this drawing at all, but rather the person it attempted to portray. Your teacher told me your explanation behind this drawing that you created in class the other day, and I was touched. Why don't you tell everyone about that now? Who is this drawing of? Though a seemingly simple question, I struggled to form the words to answer it. No matter how much I told them of Kathy, I knew they would never understand. They would never know of her severe struggles to accomplish everyday tasks, never grasp the hardships in her life, and most certainly would never comprehend the joyful attitude she had through it all. Kathy was my mom's cousin, who, from an early age, suffered from a disease that swiftly spread throughout her body. In order to postpone it from spreading to her vital organs, she had endured a surgery that amputated both her hands and feet. I remember sitting at the table when my mom and I visited her one summer. She had two little boys, my second cousins, and they sat in front of the TV watching Disney Channel, while my mom, Kathy, and I sat at the table eating spaghetti. Kathy had a special utensil holder that strapped around her wrist, enabling her to eat without assistance. One moment from this afternoon will be forever etched in my mind. My mom was telling a funny story, and Kathy, about to take a bite of spaghetti, burst out laughing. My mom and her, who were very close, laughed for a long time, while I sat there, laughing and smiling with them. This may seem like a trivial instance in time, but when observed closely, I found that it really captured the essence of who Kathy was and how she lived, rejoicing in life. Every time I saw her, she was wearing that beautiful, blissful smile of hers. Kathy could have been bitter, full of jealousy and acrimony, simply living her days by counting them down, but she chose not to. She was filled with more solace and delight than any person I had and still have ever known, despite her struggles. Laura, I had become lost in my thoughts. I still hadn't answered the question. Well, this is a drawing of my mom's cousin, Kathy. She had her hands and feet amputated because of a disease she has, but is still always happy. I gazed at my picture. I had drawn Kathy smiling. I look up to her a lot, I said. Then I smiled. I decided I want to give Kathy the picture. The principal leaned down and handed me a medal. We are so proud of you, Laura, for your compassion towards others, especially your family. I looked down at the award laying in my hand. It was bronze and inscripted in cursive with the word compassion. Let's give her a round of applause, students. I thanked the principal and quickly shuffled back to my seat on the floor to the noise of the students, clapping and cheering. About 3 years later, Kathy died. I never got a chance to give her my drawing. I remember thinking how strange it was that I should get a medal for drawing a simple, badly drawn picture, a picture of Kathy's hard yet joyful life while she was the one actually living it. I still find it strange, and I still miss her, a lot. She has inspired me in so many ways, in all areas of my life. She has taught me that though we can never control what happens to us in life, we can always choose how we will react to it.